With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One item in the Wisconsin state budget passed last week came as a surprise to those who had been advocating it. Wisconsin will be getting a film office and will start offering tax credits to filmmakers. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
We were all really stunned and surprised, just like a movie.
Nathan Deming and other filmmakers across the state have been advocating for Wisconsin to create a state film office and offer a tax credit to filmmakers to motivate them to make movies and TV shows in the state. Governor Evers had included them in his version of the state budget. It was then removed by Republicans. Then some lawmakers introduced a bill for it, only for it to be added back into the budget that passed last week.
Without these production incentives, which I know I think can be a little esoteric to people outside of the film industry, but it's like hard to understate how important these are becoming because they're so win-win for both communities where filming takes place and for the productions, that they've just kind of spread everywhere.
Deming has high hopes for the future film industry in Wisconsin. He believes it will boost local economies with both the money filming brings in through things like hotel stays and restaurant visits, but also creating more jobs and keeping filmmakers in the state.
A lot of the most famous Wisconsin movies and TV shows for the past 20 years, like Bridesmaids or That 70s Show or the Dahmer Netflix series, none of them were filmed in Wisconsin. They were all filmed in Los Angeles. And, you know, there's the richness of detail that gets lost, and there's like an authenticity that gets lost. So I'm just really excited for what can happen when Wisconsin filmmakers get to tell their own Wisconsin stories.
The new state budget provides funding for the new film office and up to $5 million in film production and investment tax credits each year. The credits can be used starting in 2026. In the meantime, Deming hopes the word gets out to producers.
Come film here. It's amazing here. We got a lot of locations. Nobody's made a big budget Hodag movie yet. We got a lot of horror films that should be made in northern Wisconsin. We got great crew, great talent, great locations. Nothing's stopping you now, so come film here.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The new administrator of the school district of Crandon is now on the job. Jason Bertrand started work July 1st.
As I step into this new role, I do so with appreciation for the values and the traditions and diversity that make Crandon such an awesome place to be, including the rich cultures of the Potawatomi tribe and our Ojibwe relatives in Mole Lake. I've seen firsthand how much pride that this community takes in its school, and I'm very, very proud to be a part of that.
Bertrand said in a Facebook message that education works best when schools and families are true partners.
I'm very committed to open communication, strong relationships, and then creating a school environment where all families feel welcome, valued, and heard. In the coming weeks, I'll be visiting each of the municipalities and the tribal nations just to listen, to hear about what concerns, what hopes, and any ideas that you have that we can continue to grow stronger together.
Bertrand says working together can ensure every child feels seen, supported, and ready to succeed. Bertrand most recently was the middle high school principal with the Leona School District and previously was the higher education director with the Forest County Potawatomi. Governor Tony Evers took a lap around the state Monday talking about accomplishments in the new two-year state budget. That includes $10 million for food programs statewide, which won't solve the issue but still makes a dent.
Making sure that food security is kind of a lifeline for them in getting $10 million, to me it was a good starting place.
Evers made his comments at the Community Partners campus in Wausau, which brings a handful of programs for medical care and food insecurity under one roof.
Not just food. Food's important, of course, but they do a lot of other things to make sure that people have a good life.
Evers says the amount was one of the compromises that helped get the budget through last week.
This is a compromise, obviously. Next time around, we'll try to get more.
The budget also includes increased funding for the Universities of Wisconsin system and a $1 billion tax cut that will impact nearly all earners in the state, including the elimination of sales tax on utilities and a small income tax cut for the lower tax brackets. Police found two people apparently shot to death and an officer wounded, a third person in rural Portage County. A press release says deputies were called for a welfare check Sunday at 8:48 p.m. at a home in the town of New Hope. The first deputy on the scene saw a man dead in the front yard. After police established a perimeter, a 35-year-old armed man went out the back. He was ultimately shot by a deputy and taken to a hospital by Medevac Air. Once deputies got into the home, they found a woman inside dead. Two children were also found, but they had not been injured. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation of the deaths, while the Wood County Sheriff's Office will look into the shooting by the officer. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that charges proceed against Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. Dugan was indicted in May on allegations she helped a man evade U.S. immigration agents in her courthouse in Milwaukee. She has pleaded not guilty and argued the charges violate her judicial immunity and Wisconsin sovereignty. On Monday, the magistrate judge rejected her arguments, stating judicial immunity does not apply to criminal charges. The final decision rests with U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman. Prosecutors allege she helped the man escape through a back door to avoid arrest. No trial date has been set. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.